must have forgot, forgot, forgot. When they stole my gold medal and soul career, let's look back at my whole career, cause y'all must have forgot, forgot, forgot. The best pound for pound is mine. Hit Percy Harris with four hooks at one time. Y'all must have forgot, forgot, forgot. When I beat Bernard Hopkins and won the IBF, the right was hurt, beat him with the left. Y'all must have forgot, forgot.
Salutations out there. This is the Firestarter Crew coming back at you with a brand new podcast. I am TKO and I got my main man, K-Bad.
What's up, y'all?
And Bar's in tonight. He doesn't have leprosy. Nothing is amiss, and he'll be back next week, y'all. Guess that shouldn't alarm anyone, like it usually has. KB.
Yo.
How you doing, man?
Busy, bro.
Busy, tired, the usual.
Yeah, usual. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel you. We're going to try to hit these points tonight because I know you have a big day tomorrow. You had a long day today. Dealing with weather here in the Northeast. I don't think it's going to snow any. But, you know, always got to prepare for the worst on days like that at my gig. So, real quick, Jan. I know we talked about it like the last time you were on for a full cash, Jan. Mm-hmm. Dog. How many more lies gonna come out this nigga fat lip, Sean?
Dog. Hey, you know what, Tom? I'm glad you brought this up. Because I want to apologize to you. Because on text, you sent me and Sam that screenshot. What was it on? I don't want to take the name of the show, you. It comes on MSNBC. It's Joe and Mika, you know. What the fuck is the name? You know what I'm talking about, you know. Just go ahead and say it.
Morning Joe?
Morning Joe.
You said Joe and Mika.
I mean, that's who's on the show, but I okay. I ain't say that was the name of it.
Okay, okay.
No, I ain't no telling what the fuck I was about to say, you know. Yeah, Morning Joe. Like, yeah. I'm about to say Good Afternoon Joe or something, anything, anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. So, the Chiron on the joint said that Joe Santos lying about his knees getting knee replacements.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it, I'm like, you know, see, now people taking this too damn far, you know. This nigga ain't lying about his knees, you know. Dog, Pac-Man did a segment about it on his show. I said, you know, get the fuck out of here.
Dog, it was on MSNBC. Like, I kept on waiting for you to, like, you know, tell me the punchline, because I'm like, no, this is real. So I thought you was like, you know, drawing out a joke or whatever. You never came with us. So I was like, okay, he's probably busy, but he didn't get back to it. But like, nah, man, he tells so many lies. Like, it's starting to look like people are just piling on, but they not. You know, they just uncovering more and more layers of this fucking stinky ass onion, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Dog, I've been meaning to tell you that. Like, I'm very sorry. I doubted you.
That's fine, yeah.
That you just spread fake news, but. Yeah, I looked at it, and I'm like, you know, see, now, number one, people are starting to take this shit too far, number one. And number two, that Chiron did look Photoshopped. That's why I actually thought it was some bullshit. Mm-hmm. Because it did look Photoshopped, but then it come to find out, like, yeah, he did lie about it, you know. And, yeah, every day is something new that he done lied about, you know. He lied about getting mugged. it's every day, you know. Every day.
The lowest joint, young. He lied about his mother's demise, young. Dog, it don't get no lower than that, young.
It don't.
Like, or, no, I mean,
saying that your folks was, you know, they escaped the Holocaust is bad enough. But yeah. Then you bring about, like, your mom's, like, how she passed them, and you lie about that?
Huh. You stealing 3 G's from a dog's GoFundMe, young?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the type of stuff you think somebody just made up, like, yeah, we're going to try to make this nigga look as bad as possible. So, like, what else could he have possibly done to make us look any worse? Like, yeah, he stole money from a dog's... Come on, you know. Come on, you know.
The GoFundMe of a dog from a veteran, you know. What?
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 Who does that, you know?
crazy George Devola, yeah.
Yeah. Somebody said he stole a scarf, then he showed him at the January 6th. Yeah. People talking about he's stealing cardigans, John. I was like, hey, see, nah, man.
Hey, how you stealing scarves during COVID, yeah? Let's start there, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a damn good point. Yeah.
All kind of orifice wraparound, John.
Yeah, dog.
And I'm like, dog. At least Jussie said his was at 3 a.m., yeah. This nigga said he got mugged at 3 p.m., yeah.
3 p.m.
Downtown, yeah.
Down in New York, and nobody saw it. Nothing. There's no record of it, no nothing.
It's a fucking camera everywhere, yeah.
They took your shoes, yeah. Come on, yeah.
Took his shoes. He had to walk down the street and just hands in my pocket.
Yeah, man. Hey, that guy, you know.
Hey, I mean, we can cook off this for the whole show, and that the hour will be gone, young. But one last thing, y'all. I have a great fucking idea, because you know, right now, Lifetime and Netflix probably in a steel cage match to the death for rights to make this joint movie, right?
No doubt about it, you.
Hey, y'all, I got the perfect person who can play him, young.
All right.
The girl that played Maria Sophia on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Maria,
she gonna make them good faces in that drag, yeah.
Hey, we get the show right here. Hey, dog. Hey, see, this is what I'm saying, you know. This is why we need FCU Studios, you know. Because we would make that happen, you know. Maria Sophia wearing them cardigans, you know. Put them glasses on, you know.
Act smiling, like she ain't doing nothing wrong, you know. Yeah,
dog. Act like everybody was the problem for asking questions, you know. Yeah. Right. This guy, you know.
Nigga said, "Sue me for having a life."
Yeah, he denied it for 2 weeks. And his bus, I'm like, "Yeah, it was me. So what?"
Yeah, right. You know, why y'all tripping?
Yeah, we the problem. Yeah, man. Every day it's something new, and yeah, I can't be surprised anymore now. You know, like I've ceased to be surprised by this dude's fuckery, man. It's unprecedented. Kevin McCarthy's Cuban beer this every day, you know. Masterful, you know. Absolutely masterful, you know.
Between this dude, like, still having a fucking job on the hill and shit, and then Marjorie Taylor Greene being on motherfucking committees for 9/11 when she was a 9/11.
I mean, think about it, you know. Think about
it. Come on, you know.
Think about it. Think about it.
Come on, young. Mike Pence over here frying people for having documents and shit. Man, dog, did you see the segment on Fox News when they found out, like, live and everybody's on their phone, young?
Nah. Yeah, Mike had them documents too, young.
Yeah. Like, well, you know, I'm sure they weren't as important as the ones that Biden had, because, you know, this TS-565 document, man, that's some serious stuff right there, man, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty good, man.
Yeah, they all shitheads, man.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to it, man, because, man, thoughts is rolling through my head right now. All right, NFL playoffs, man. We down to the Final Four. Had some good games last week. Had some not so good games last week. And I'll start with that. Yeah, man. I was actually out at my homeboy TC and my homeboy Jolly at a party with my other man was DJing. So I went through there, but I was like, you know, 7:45, I'm out of there. So, I let that clock up to about 8. I think, you know, kickoff was like 8:15, but I got home relatively quick. And the Eagles were like right there about to score. So I missed the kickoff, and I assume that they walked down the field like they did much of the first half thereafter. So we just got beat by a better team, man. You know, nothing, no excuses, no like super injuries that prevented us from playing to the best of our, you know, our ability, whatever, man. Like, you know, they've been the class of the NFC all year, you know. Philly fans, you know, frame this conversation because you ain't going to hear this shit from me anymore. But, yeah, like, they just followed through with what they did all season, man. Had the week off to work out some kinks and get some guys a little more healthier. Jalen Hurts looked real good, man. Their receivers look real good. And the defense looked good, man. So, this brings a better team playing at home with some momentum from the season. They had a good game plan. I thought our game plan should have been more like last week where we weren't as predictable. We don't hand the ball off on first down. As I said last week, we didn't hand the ball off on first down to the fourth quarter last week, and it had Minnesota off balance defensively. This week was a bit more predictable, and we just don't have a good enough offensive line yet to, you know, dictate a game. You know, it just really takes a real smart and clever game plan. So, you know, I'm not sure if that would have made much of a difference either, but it would be nice to see. But, you know, hats off to Philly again, man. So they'll move on and host the NFC Championship game next week against the Niners. Did you watch that game, or, you know, you wanted to add anything to that, or move on to the Niners game?
We can move on. I mean, yeah, Philly looked like how I expected them to look, and the result is kind of how I expected it. So yeah. I don't need to add much more.
All right. I guess the Niners, well, let's save that one. Let's go back to Jacksonville and the Chiefs, which was the first game on Saturday evening. And I was at the party when Mahomes went down, and I saw a couple of replays, but I really haven't revisited that much since then, since he came back. What do you think? How severe do you think it is, and do you think it's going to hinder him at all playing against the Bengals next week?
If it really, I haven't followed up with the injury report. I believe they said it was a high ankle sprain.
Yep.
So if it is indeed a high ankle sprain, that's something that can normally keep somebody out a couple weeks, especially right. A quarterback. But I don't think there's any chance that he doesn't play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being that he came back into the game, you know, he's going to get all the the treatment he can handle this week because
right. They
need him. Like, I know Chad Henne came in there and, you know, let him down the field for a score. But if you know going into the game that you're game plan for Chad Henne, I think, you know, I just wouldn't expect him to just drive him down the field every single time for a score. Patrick Mahomes is a special player. And this is the, you know, time of the year when you need special players to do special things. And, yeah, they're going to need him to do some special things, man, to beat the Bengals. These are going to be, like, two really, 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 really good football games. And, yeah, they're going to need everybody in the game. So, I don't know, like, just even thinking about it right now, like, I don't know who I would pick to win that game. But, yeah, they're going to need Mahomes, and I fully expect them to play. So.
Okay. Yep, good season by Jacksonville. I don't think kind of like us. I don't think many people expected them to be
absolutely
final eight teams.
People thought that they overspent during the offseason. You know, I think I even said on the podcast, like, you know, I'm not saying anything about the moves themselves, but they did kind of overpay for, you know, what they got because it's Jacksonville, and they kind of have to do that in order to attract talent. But all the guys that they brought and contributed this year, like nobody, like Zay Jones, you're going down like Christian Kirk, Brandon Scherf, like all those guys contributed, you know, had some of the best years of their career. So
Evan Ingram.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like he like a completely different player, you know what I mean? So, like, you know, all the guys that they brought in, it worked out. But then again, like, you know, they got a good coach. So maybe we shouldn't be surprised. You know, they drafted Trevor Lawrence to be the franchise quarterback. He definitely took a big step this year. They got some really good pieces on defense. Like, you know, dog, they can be a contender and like a real contender. Like, you know, they put a I'm not gonna say they put a scare in the Kansas City, but they gave a good game. And you expect them to take another step this year. Like, I think they've got their backfield set. Like, I think they could definitely use maybe, you know, maybe a bigger back to kind of complement ETN. But, you know, you start off with ETN and Trevor Lawrence and it's in the backfield. Like, you were ahead of the game right then and there. And they add maybe just another playmaker at the wide receiver position. I don't know if they had that number one guy there just yet. Like, I think Zay Jones, Christian Kirk, I think those guys can be really good complementary receivers. But if they add, like, one really, really, really good receiver, like, and if Evan Ingram can stay healthy, like, they got a good receiving core. Their line played well this year. And they got good pieces to build on defense. They got a good coach. They in better shape than I think we are. Like, I would rather have their roster than ours.
Right. Yep.
And a lot of that is because of Trevor Lawrence. Like, right now, I would say, like, as far as, like, backfield is concerned, I think Washington has a similar, you know, backfield talent-wise. I like our receivers overall better. I think they got a better O-line defense. I can see, like, you know, them probably having a better secondary at certain places, less having a better defensive line, of course. But, like, all in all, like, having Trevor Lawrence, knowing he's going to be the franchise quarterback, yeah, man, that's huge for them. So, yeah, the future's bright, you know.
All right. In the games on Sunday, the early game was Cincinnati and Buffalo. Whew, here we are. The betting was back again, man.
I remember around week three, week four, I was like, oh, Cincinnati just going to go right back to being shitty again, huh?
Right, yeah.
But, nah, that's not the case, you know, so.
Yeah, took them a little time to get together, man, but, you know. Kind of like Jacksonville, you know.
Also getting Jamar Chase down the stretch, getting him back healthy.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah. Buffalo. Some eyes on Josh Allen, man?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's only right. It's only right, you know. I know people fell in love with him in that AFC Championship game a couple of years ago, but again, that was a couple of years ago. Since then, you know, feel to get back there 2 years in a row, maybe a younger quarterback in Joe Burrow has surpassed him. I mean,
if he it all, like, I'm not saying, you know, people who are saying that are being prisoners of the moment, but it just seems like every year it depends on who's advanced further in the playoffs. It seems that way when it comes, definitely comes to white quarterbacks, when we start talking about who's the best. Yeah. Because I've seen a lot of people this week say Joe Burrow is the best quarterback now in the NFL. Like, he didn't zoom past a whole lot of people. Like, he's better than Marv, Pat, like all of them. He's like the best quarterback right now.
And see, and the funny thing about that is, should he beat Mahomes again this week and get the Super Bowl, and then lose, people would be like, you know, but he can't win the big one. So then that'll be the narrative, you know?
Right.
But as it stands, though, yeah, man, 2 years in a row in the AFC Championship game and with a good chance of the Super Bowl, man. And 14, like you said, after week three, people were kind of like, you know, same old bungles.
Mm-hmm.
Far cry from that now. What do you make of the Stephon Diggs shit, man?
Eli Apple need to shut the fuck up. That's what I think.
Hey, dog. I agree with you completely, huh? But when you win, that's your right, dog.
Not him, though.
Hey, Kenny.
Not nobody, him. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of people. Eli
Apple more than Giants fans, young. But.
Dog.
Them's the rules, young.
Them, a lot of people on Cincinnati can talk, you know. Come on, dog. Not. I mean, you talk about me, dude. Like,
You what?
You're right. Yeah. I mean, come on, you know.
Yeah, man. He just in the right place at the right time, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how much this stuff is going to linger. I know that, you know, Steph is a very emotional player. You know, I think in the moment, optics don't really come into the equation. Like, how is this going to look? Because, you know, there's cameras everywhere. So
yeah.
Somebody was going to see him, you know, hands up in at the offensive coordinator and Josh Allen. Josh Allen kind of carried it like Kirk Cousins used to do, just kind of just ignoring it. I think that's probably saying, the best thing. That's the best thing to do. Because in the moment, like, I don't know what you hope to accomplish by – I don't know what he said, you know, to the OCs of Josh Allen in that moment. Oh, like, you know, I'm like, everybody's – all I saw was his hands up. But, yeah, just optics, it just don't look good. Man.
Yeah, and it's not new for him.
No, nah, it's not. No, nah, it's not
I think all. I think that's the main thing. Like, you know, you do it against – you do it with Kirk. Everybody, you know, had – well, a lot of people have their opinions about Kirk. So, you know, it's jokes and memes or whatever, but I think – Allen is a bit more liked in NFL circles. So when you do it again, people kind of say, well, you know, he did do it to Kirk too, and now it's Josh. And then you kind of see, you know, a little bit of discord with maybe Justin Jefferson and Kirk. Mm. I think he said, you know, I'll be back if they want me here.
Yeah.
For a second-year player, man. Like,
right.
You know, maybe it's the rise of the receiver diva again, man.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. Nobody can – I mean, if you're Justin Jefferson, like, you can't complain. And, like, really nobody in that position could complain like they aren't getting the ball, like you're not getting featured.
Yeah.
I mean, you're almost damn near breaking NFL records.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
So is it just the – you know, not winning part of it, because then that kind of goes to everybody. It might, that's the thing. I won't say that Minnesota lost because of Kirk. Like, that wasn't just on him.
Oh, yeah.
And sure. Same thing with Buffalo. Like, they didn't lose just because of Josh Allen. Like, there's a lot of motherfuckers you can point fingers at on the team. The coaches, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. That's it's never my dog, man. But, yeah, that's just a bad look all the way around.
Somebody he looks up to, he respects, whatever, need to sit him down and explain some things to him. Like, if you're going to be, like, a star in this league, man, like, that camera's always on you, man. And you're going to have to, like, you know, answer to behavior like that when you, you know, show out. And it's not just, it's not a good thing to show up your quarterback, man. You know?
Not at all. And Josh Allen ain't no bum. Right. And see, that's the type of thing that you just handle behind, like, that really is something that you handle behind closed doors.
Right.
Talk to me about that first. If you want to go out, you know what I'm saying, to the media, whoever, and say whatever you want to say, but you know what, I don't really care about that as long as you address me first about it.
Right.
But during the game, yeah, that's, come on, you know.
Yeah. And if you wait, usually cooler heads prevail, and it's not even as big of a thing, you know. In the heat of the moment, you just can't do it. You can't show your quarterback back up like that, man. No. And your offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Because those are the guys that allow you to eat. Be careful what you ask for, man.
Yep.
Another great show by the Bengals. Mixon had a big game, and Burrow didn't turn the ball over, so that was the key to success. And finally, we get to the Niners and the Cowboys. Niners winning 19-12, and, you know, came in thinking that this is going to be a good, you know, good little party on Dak, but now I'm kind of defending Dak now, man. I don't like the way he's been treated this week, man, by his teammates, by his fucking social media. Like, who the fuck is running that account? Wendy's, nigga? Dog.
Yeah, that was... Yeah, that's...
Dog, like, this would have never happened to a white quarterback. From the official Dallas account, you know? Nah, dog. You're not gonna convince me that would happen to Tony Romo, you know?
I'm not gonna argue with you.
Shit wouldn't happen to motherfucking Jason Garrett, much less motherfucking Tony Romo. But like Dak isn't a bum, young. He just came up, you know, short in a big game, young. But like, they the Cowboys, young. Y'all should be used to that shit.
Yeah, he ain't the first one. He ain't gonna be the first one. Yeah,
not at all, young.
Like, this is the thing. I can't really talk. I can't. Because they technically have won a Super Bowl more recently than us, but dog, it was still back in the 90s, you know?
Yeah.
America's team hasn't won a Super Bowl in damn near 30 years. It's going on 30. Look it up for people who might like for it. Yeah. So, yeah, man. Dak is going to take a lot of heat. I do find middle of the pack Dak funny. Sure. I do find that funny. Skip got that one off. That's a, you know. Yeah. That's a, you know.
I know Skip had a feel in that motherfucking show on Monday, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. But, you know, Dak definitely deserves his criticism for that game because he just threw, like, those interceptions were really bad passes. You know, the second one, like, that shit could have been picked off by two guys.
Yeah. Like, He did Dak-esque things. Things that we've come to expect Dak to do in big games against good defenses. None of it surprises anybody.
Yeah.
And it's the thing. Yeah. I actually think he is a good player.
Yeah, for sure.
But elite, no. I think we've kind of seen enough to this point. He's just not an elite player. That's not to say that you can't win a Super Bowl with him. Because, again, there's a lot of other reasons why they lost that game. But he damn sure ain't help.
Yeah.
But, again, like you said, yeah, they should be used to this by now. Yeah. If I'm used to it by now, y'all should be too, Dallas fans.
What do you think about the comments from MAGA Parsons?
What do you say? Is he always saying something? I just kind of tune him out a little bit.
It was something to the effect of, like, he found a tweet with people, like, or a graphic where showed all the quarterbacks left in the playoffs. He's like, you know, other than Mahomes, all the rest of these quarterbacks that are left right now are on their rookie deal. And it was like, how much money is Dak making? And he's like, Again, yeah. Why are you talking, though? Dog, that's the quarterback of your team, man. And, like, that shit is premeditated. Like, you know, at least the Stephon Diggs shit was, like, in the heat of the moment of battle and the disappointment. Like, this is days after he decided he wanted to throw that shit up. I'm like, that tells me you don't fuck with that dude, you know? So, yeah, like, you know, just like somebody need to pull Stephon aside, man. Somebody need to pull him the fuck aside, too. Like, yeah, your unit couldn't stop a fucking third-string quarterback from watching his team down the field and getting scores. And so you shouldn't be one to talk right now, you know? So, the Niners are, as I said last week, man, you know, harking back to that point about them having a quarterback on a rookie contract, man. They are just so well set up for the next few years, man. I know they got some free agents. Like, I've already checked, like, some things about, you know, Giants. I was going to go after some receivers in the draft and possibly in free agency. And Brandon Ayuk is one of the names that's been popping up so far, him and T. Higgins. So, you know, they got a few guys assigned, man. But, you know, you're getting rid of they're probably going to get rid of Jimmy G, not have that salary, and have some money to do some other things, man, improve their team, man. So, you know, first things first with this game next week, and, you know, hopefully for them the Super Bowl. But, yeah, just a good fucking game plan, personnel-wise, executed by them, and they should be reaping the benefits of that for the next few years. On to the championship games, man. Let's start in the AFC. What's your prediction for the Bengals and the Chiefs?
If Pat Mahomes plays, I'm going to go with the Chiefs. If he doesn't, I'm going with the Bengals.
Sounds fair. I would tend to agree. And in the NFC, the Niners at the Eagles.
I believe that the Eagles have been the best team in the NFC all season. I'm not going to change now. I think they're going to win the whole thing. So, I'm going Philly.
Yep. I'm going with the Niners. Defense didn't look quite as good last week, man. But I think that they just played so well all season long. And I'm not sure if Philly can put together that masterful performance 2 weeks in a row. I think they really benefited from that week off. And the Niners defense is much better than ours. And Kyle, like, you know he's been saving some shit for these games. So if he's like the offensive guru whisperer that everybody makes him out to be, now's there's never a better time than now, man. To you know, show what you can do. So hopefully the Niners win this game. Yeah, I'd love to see a Chiefs and Niners Super Bowl. Or Bengals. Just anybody but the Eagles. Anything else football-wise you got, man? Anything else going on?
Mel Kiper released his first mock draft today. And normally, I'd have been all on it, like, all day. But just to tell you how busy I've been, I haven't had a chance to look at it yet.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I will find time between now and next week to look at it. Looking forward to talking some draft stuff, so.
Yeah. All right. Then on my end, just looking to see what the Giants going to do with Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley.
What do you want to happen?
Sign both of them to fair deals. I know Saquon said he didn't want to reset. He didn't have to reset the running back market, but they offered him like 12, something like that, and he turned that down. So I'm hoping they don't have to, like, you know, franchise him. I think they'll get a deal done with Jones. I think that is going to be the easier of the two. But, like, at this point, man, you know, if you have a running back and you know he, like, I keep on seeing this fucking clip on Twitter of a running back against the Eagles when he was, like, either rookie or his second year, and they were like, he just doesn't have that same burst. I'm like, nigga's been giving him all the credit all year, and now, like, he done fell off and shit, you know? Like, I don't get that. That's why I don't get caught up in, you know, reaction Twitter. But you know, like, it's just par for the course. Like, this is how our business is done, man. Like, give him his money, and if he gets hurt or, like, falls off in the next 2 years, then cut him. That's just how it goes, you know? But, like, you know, he doesn't have to get 15 a year, because I think that's what the market is with the Niners gave Christian McCaffrey. So don't give him 15. Give him, like, 13 and a half. Give him a nice little signing bonus or whatever. And, you know, hopefully he can, you know, play as well as he played this year. You know, same thing for Jones, man. You know, like, the quarterback market is the quarterback market, but I don't think, especially after this last game, like, I think there's a bit of levity that came about with both of their contract situations after this last game. Like, you know, these guys aren't the guys you can carry to win by themselves without any help or whatever. Like, they need, like, we got to spend some money on offensive line or whatever. So we can't just keep on, like, throwing all the money at these skill position players and not taking care of the trenches where you win these games and win championships. So I think both of them will have, like, decent contracts. And it probably just going to come down to years. But again, that'll just, like, be the padding for a bigger signing bonus. So, Joe Sheen, like, he's done everything right so far. So, I have confidence in him and Brian DeBall. So, hopefully this can get done sooner than later so we can kind of figure out what else we want to do. They just had to cut Kenny Galladay before, I think it's, like, June 1st or whatever. That shouldn't be a problem. And I think we have the third biggest cap going into spending dollars-wise. third best in the league, and you know you have to sign two of the biggest fucking contracts, but you're getting rid of one big contract also. So we should be all right. We should be all right. All right. NBA. Can't even wait to ask you this for a couple of days, man. Is Rui good?
Rui's all right. Rui can help the Lakers.
Can he shoot?
He's been pretty good in spot-up situations, yes. I think he's been shooting 40% this year from three in spot-up situations. Yeah, I think Rui can he can definitely help the Lakers, man. I'm kind of done talking about the Wiz for the foreseeable future because, I'm just tired, you know. You know, another first-round draft pick that never really developed. And, of course, we just give away for, what, a couple second-round picks, what, 4 or 5 years from now? Like, it's just more of the same bullshit. And that's really why I haven't really wanted to talk about the Wizards this year. And this trade is kind of like, why? It's just been the same shit year after year after year after year.
Yeah, at first I was like, man, we gave up a lot for him, but it's just 3 second-round picks. And y'all took fucking Kendrick Nunn off our hands. He was never healthy for us anyway. So I'm just wondering what you guys got of it because people are like, oh, yeah, well, this contract is expiring. But so is Kendrick Nunn. So, like, I would think that if you spend a first-round pick on someone, you want to finish out a season just to see, like, maybe if he turns that corner. I don't know. I just don't get the rationale.
A lot of standpoint. People don't. That's the kind of the point though.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people don't really get it. Especially for what they gave him up for. But then again, it's the way I can't explain, you know, the things that they've done over the years that have gotten to this point where there's just such apathy in the fan base. People just don't like it's not surprising and at the same time people just kinda like shrug it because like it's whatever, man. Like you got a lot of people, man, who kind of moved on to like being more Nationals fans.
Caps,
yes. Like I'm not one of those people, you know, but you just get tired of the same old, you know. You talking about ain't won a championship in a while? Shit.
Yeah.
They haven't won a championship since the 70s, bruh.
All right, well, we'll see what Rui can do for us because originally, just like not having watched, you know, much Wizards basketball this year, past 2 years, 2-3 years, just seeing like his size and knowing that Anthony Davis is supposed to be coming back in like the next week or two, I thought they were getting him as insurance, like, you know, to make sure that he doesn't bang as much because, you know, he's, like, at this point, you know, Davis is injury-prone, and a lot of that is just him hanging around the basket, so maybe keep him on the perimeter a little bit more, and then have guys like you know, Rui and Thomas Rhymes, like, been playing really well for us, have them more so in the paint and around, you know, danger, but I've heard from many of Wizards fans that he's not a good defender, so I don't know how that's going to work out. But we'll see. We'll see. Still would like for us to get another shooter. That's been our problem most of the year. Like, we just, you know, trading 2 for 3 because that's how the game is played right now. And they just got to get some better shooting in there. So hopefully they're not done making moves. So we'll see from there. All right. College B-ball. What's up with Georgetown, man?
Yeah, they won a Big East game yesterday.
That's what that text was about, man. Congratulations, man.
Yeah, you didn't know why by saying was happy for me.
Yeah, I thought it was some more recruiting shit about with Deion.
Yeah, it was Georgetown winning the Big East game. Yeah.
Okay, so, who'd y'all beat?
DePaul.
Oh. Hey, man, beggars can't be choosers, young.
Though I don't care. don't care. I had people at work congratulating me today, man. Like, don't get the fuck on my face. I know somebody's happy today. This is the first time you see me today. You peek in, somebody. I know somebody. Man, get the hell out of here.
They was coochie cooing you,
yeah? Yeah, it was so infuriating, you know. Somebody got a weenie in your ear. Get the hell out of here, dog. This where we are, you know. I'm getting coochie cooed. Can we beat DePaul, you know? Shit. Pump, Pat got go.
Oh, man. A special edition DePaul Leather Young made for Patty.
Yeah.
Call up Wilson Young. He got one, y'all.
Oh, man. Oh, man. So that's about it. Yeah, you know, won a game in conference. So
I don't have anything for Carolina. All right, guess that's sports, man. Yeah, let's get through this so we can get Kenny some rest time so he can coochie coo up in them cheeks. Under them covers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, real quick. I'm going to say this about Ed Reed.
Please.
Yeah, he was wrong for what he initially said on IG, but I also think that him and the university should have been able to come to some type of agreement where he still was able to be the head coach. I think two things can be right. I know a lot of people these days don't see things that way. It's got to be like one way or the other. Like, I think there can be, you know, nuance and big gray areas and shit. And I think it's one of those type of situations where, yeah, I can admit that, yeah, you know, he probably shouldn't have went on his Instagram live and said those things about Bethune-Cookman, even though the things he said may have been true. If you look at now the student protest and, you know, the players on the team saying they want him back as head coach because they could already see, like, the transformation coming to the program. Like, they want him back, and the students are supporting him. But I also think that, you know, sometimes, like, you know, when you need, like, real transformative change in a place, sometimes, you know, people that are coming into that situation and they're not used to how, quote-unquote, things are done, whether it be at, you know, Bethune-Cookman, wherever they may be at. Yeah, they may, you know, people may say things that maybe they shouldn't say, maybe they don't mean, whatever it may be, but I think as adults, we can come back to the table and come to some type of understanding, because there was a reason why they hired him in the first place. And I think they hired him in the first place because they saw somebody that could be a leader. I know he may come off as, you know, overly emotional, not stable, whatever it may be. I just see somebody that's really passionate about kids. And that's one thing that I've always heard about Ed Reed is that, you know, just through, you know, I don't know him personally. I've never met him, but I know a lot of people that do know him. And they've always said, like, that's the one thing that you can never take away from him is that he's a real genuine guy and he cares. And like, when I see him, you know, being emotional about the situation, that's what I see. I see somebody that really cares. But also, from everything I've heard about him, also know that he's somebody that I think that university could have definitely used, because he really is a true leader. Like, he was a leader in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think of all the guys that he played with during his NFL career, and all those guys that he played with always say that, you know what, Ed was the guy that we looked to. You know, and I think he definitely would have been a benefit to Bethune. We'll probably, you know, we'll never know now. I mean, this is to the president saying, like, that chapter's closed and they're moving on to other candidates, but you know, again, I'm just the type of person, I think that, you know, two things can be right.
Yeah.
He was wrong. I get that. But also think that, you know, sometimes you got to put your pride aside, your feelings aside, and say, what's best for the student athletes? This isn't about my ego. This isn't about alum saying, who does he think he is, talking about my alma mater while, you know, kids in the dorm got mold.
Right.
And then the president comes on Roland Martin and says it's mildew, not mold. When it's clear as day, it's mold. Right. You know, even last night, the power went out at the school, like one of the dorms, like no warning and nothing. Like I'm just saying, like, the stuff didn't come out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. You know, I can go on for a while about this shit, man, but that's just the short version I felt about it, so.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, like, you can talk about people who've done things wrong, and this is probably a real, real bad knowledge. I'm watching, like, MSNBC right now, so you're talking about Trump. Like, you know, Trump is wrong, he's emotional, whatever, but, you know, like, the difference between somebody like him and Ed, like, if you watch those rants that he had on IG and some of the interviews he's had, he always comes back to how passionate he is about the kids, whereas mm-hmm. someone like Trump, like, it's always I.
It's about him. Absolutely.
That comes out of his mouth. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, like, with Ed, man, like, you know, he might have been wrong. He is new to this. He's very passionate. He's not the most, like, you know, nuanced guy with the media. Like, it's the difference between him and Dion. And I think, you know, like, situations like this should make people appreciate Dion even more, because he knows what the fucking deal is. He knows that people are waiting for these sound bites, you know, waiting for, like, you know, a moment of him, like, you know, lapsing against his better judgment to get something for him to say to, you know, incriminate him in a court of public opinion or whatever. And he always found a way to, like, you know, dodge that head-on hit. Whereas Ed, you know, he just got frustrated and said something right away, like, with his first obstacle, man. But again, like, it was rooted in him caring about what happens in the lives of these young men. So, at the end of the day, if somebody is fighting for the kids, man, like, I can come back to the table for that. But apparently, Bethune Cookman is past that point. So, mm-hmm. good luck to them. Hope Ed finds a job that, you know, he'd be happy with, that deserves him.
I could definitely see, you know, a high school maybe in the area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, definitely, you know, asking them, you know, apparently if money isn't an issue for them.
Right.
Yeah, start, you know, going out to the high school level. Like, it don't got to be at the college level.
Yeah, man.
So,
yeah, I saw some, like, YouTube video about, like, one of his, you know, rants or whatever. And just, like, the disrespect and the, like, ignorance of some people. Like, well, I never even heard of him. Like, he played behind Ray Lewis or somebody. Like, dog, this is Ed fucking Tone, weak, you know?
Tone, look, man. This is one of those situations where I haven't even really talked about it with people, because I see so many opinions on it. I'm like, y'all can't be serious.
Right.
And, like, I'm not even going to argue about it with people, because, like, I know what that brother's going through, and I know his heart. You can see it. I know he really does care. And I know he didn't mean any harm by what he did. But people going on saying, like, this should be, you know, Stony Black College got to stop looking for celebrities and start looking for football. Like, I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Avery is one of the most cerebral football players I've ever seen. There's very few people that thought the game or think the game the way that he did.
Yeah.
And then also combine that with his leadership skills of men. He was a leader of men. Yeah. And how much he's passionate about giving back and helping kids. Why wouldn't I take a chance on that? But because he said some things that maybe he shouldn't have said, that, I mean, from what I've seen, they have a shred of truth. If the students are out there protesting it, if the football team is supporting them, got his back, saying they want him back, is it because he, what, embarrassed some people? Y'all got in y'all feelings about it? And y'all trying to lump him in with, like, it's a lot of stuff that I've been reading from journalists, and I'm seeing a lot of, you know, black journalists, commentators, whoever on Twitter, and something they've been saying about this. I'm like, you know what, you know, stuff I've seen in group chats. I'm like, you know what, I'm not even going to talk about it. I'm not even going to argue about it. Because no matter what I say, I'm going to be wrong. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, how many of y'all have ever done anything that what he's tried to do? and know all the issues that you face when you're trying to build a foot, like, let alone just a football program, but
change
try
culture.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Change the culture. Have y'all ever done something like that? Like, yeah, you might hurt some people's feelings. Some people, yeah, you may tell some people some stuff they may not want to hear. But you always go back to, like, he don't know how things work. He don't know how things are done. He does know how things are done. He's seen it.
He's done it on the highest fucking level.
At the highest fucking level. Do you know he went to the University of Miami? Do you know he's a Hall of Fame football player? Do you know that?
But he don't understand.
But he don't understand how things work. No, but he don't understand how things work at black colleges. What the fuck does that mean? He went to a PWI. What he know?
Right. Yeah.
All right, man. All right. Y'all got it.
Oh, I mean, investors he had ready to put money into that program, yeah? No. We don't need that because he hurt our feelings, John.
Man, Shaq would have gave him so much damn money, they'd have renamed their stadium after Papa John's, you know?
Oh, man. Yeah, man. Like,
But then people hear that. Well, if Shaq cares so much, we just give him money anyway. Hold up. So. See, that's what it always kills me when people say celebrities should do shit they wouldn't do themselves. So if you don't know nobody at that school, right, and you're seeing things maybe not being run to the way that you think they should be run, you know, funds maybe and all that stuff, things ain't getting fixed, all that. Your man worked there. You like, dog, I got your back. I don't know about all these other motherfuckers because I don't know what's going to happen if I give them the money.
Right.
But I'm going to give it to you because I trust you. Anybody in that situation would do the same thing. You're not going to give millions of dollars to an organization where you don't know nobody and know how the money going to get spent. You wouldn't give $100 to a organization where you don't know how the money going to get spent. I see people all the time. Man, they get emails from people trying to donate. What's the? I don't know nobody. Yeah.
Dog, somebody in the fucking comments is like, well, if he cared about the kid so much, okay, he didn't get the job. How come he don't give more money? What? What? For that exact reason, he don't even know where the money going, you know?
That's the whole point. Man, one of them kids on that team that was on a Twitter Spaces talking about, like, how, like, the football team is underfunded. They don't have, like, the gear that they need and all that. He was like, man, we were sharing helmets. So he even went back. His name is Austin Yankowski or something like that. He even went back to when Bethune played, what was it, Miami this year? And, like, there was a shot during the game. The game was on ESPN. There was a shot during the game of somebody coming off the field, taking his helmet off, giving somebody else on the sideline, they going in the game. He's like, for y'all that don't believe me, there's visual proof of it. Man, you know they had people down in the comments talking about, like, yeah, I still don't believe it. See, he like, I'm telling y'all, but, like, now y'all act like it's some damn conspiracy or something like, well, how do I know that the other person didn't lose it? Oh, my God, you know.
Kenny, this is the exact reason why I've lessened my footprint on social media and message boards, John. Unless it's something that I know I'm just enjoying shit, man, like, I don't go seeking, like, arguments and shit because people are out of their goddamn mind, you know, and I'm too old for this shit, you know?
Here's really awesome. Tone, you know, you just said something that, like, real quick. Mm-hmm. People really are out of their fucking mind.
Dog. Just because people can talk now, they talk about anything, you know? They say anything.
Anything.
No basis for anything, no fucking, like,
none.
Factual foundation, young. Just, yeah, I feel like, he ain't nobody, you know?
Yeah, yep.
I mean, we should be a podcast talk about that. But, you know, our shit is in...
yeah,
our shit is in jest,
right.
Mostly.
Yeah, mostly.
But, But, like, nah, man, like, this shit is serious, Sean. And motherfuckers just, like, you know, offering their fucking, like, you know, wrong-ass opinion as fact, you know?
As fact. Yep. Yeah, the comment section on YouTube, Twitter, these cannot be real people. You cannot be a functioning adult in society, and this shit just came out of your mouth?
Yep. Yeah, man, I can't deal with that shit, man.
I like this whole week, you know, I just avoided it. I've seen, you know, they be talking that shit on the car, like every, I'm like, you know what? It don't matter.
Yeah. Yeah. See, my mistake was, like, you know, I'm in the office this week, so I'm looking at YouTube, I'm looking at the comments and shit. When I watched on my TV, no comments, so out of sight, out of mind, young, but I can't help but scroll down. I'm like, young, y'all can't be serious saying this shit.
Yeah.
He don't care about the clip, kids. He clout checked, man. Shut the fuck up, man.
He clout checked.
Every don't need no clout, young.
Every don't. Every is clout chasing by trying to coach at Bethune-Cookman.
Yeah. Try to expose people, try to clout chase. Man. Nigga. To quote DJ Akin, he is the clout. Don't nobody care about them. He trying to help, you know?
Oh, man.
Crazy times, we're living in crazy times, man. All right, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to wait until next week. Sam was on, but yeah. Something just had to be said, you know? It's just insane, you know?
It's insane, yeah. Yep.
All right, real quick, let's hit entertainment. You see anything in the past week?
No movies. I am on, I think the only thing I'm really watching right now is The Last of Us. I watched the first two episodes of that.
I just seen episode 2 right before we signed on.
Okay, I didn't know who I was talking to yesterday because, yeah. I assume it must have been Sam. Yeah, because that lady in the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody had made a post on Twitter. Well, you know, it's on your Twitter account, so you can always go look at it. But somebody on Twitter had posted pictures of, like, that mold down at Bethune-Cookman. And then somebody...
Somebody just took a screen capture
of her and just quote tweeted it with just that picture of her, and I said, nah, you know, nah, y'all not about to make her a meme, you know, nah, dog, mm-mm. Nope, not that lady, you know, nah, nigga.
Oh, man.
She saw them branches coming out of dude's mouth. She was like, nope, bomb, you know, mm-mm. Nah, ain't no vaccine. Ain't no motherfucking medicine, nigga. You better drop a bomb on this city. That's the only thing that's gonna save us, is dropping a bomb.
They just put that stethoscope on Ed, dog, you know? It's like I'm going home to be with my family, you know?
Yeah. Hey, man.
That's pretty good, yeah. That's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, but, I had seen like 3/4 episode last week before we signed on, and I enjoyed that. The last fourth episode, one kind of drug a little bit, so kind of went into, you know, episode 2 with, you know, I won't say apprehension, but, you know, just want to see, get a bit more of a taste of it before I went all in. And yeah, I liked episode 2, so kind of in there, man. You know, it's, I think that they've done a real good job explaining the fungus and how it differs from the game. Like, I've never played the game, but I, you know, I think, was it a YouTuber? No, it was actually the little joint behind the scenes they played after the episode, whatever. So they said, like, the fungus was airborne in the video game. It's kind of hard to pull off because
you always had to wear a mask.
Spores everywhere. Yeah.
You had to wear gas mask throughout the whole game.
Yeah, and this joint, like, the fungus, like, you know, grows, you know, into the fabric of, like, you know, the ground, and then they can kind of, like, hear where people are, and then, you know, as soon as, like, the fungus touches someone maybe a mile away, it wakes everybody up and, like, alerts them or whatever, like, like, it's all making sense, so I'm cool with it so far, man. Too bad we had to lose homegirl. She got blown the fuck up, but, you know, she got bit, so she was about to die anyway, so.
Yeah, that yeah. I would say this. It, that's not the way she died in the game, either.
Yeah. So, she didn't get bit, you know.
Yeah, it wasn't that. Yeah.
It was just the kiss of death, I guess. Yeah,
yes, that was definitely the kiss of death.
Yeah. Why don't you just sit there and let them do that, though, you know? Dog, fucking that damn lighter up, you know?
Dog, that it goes to show just how fast the, you know, the infection that's went through her body, like she couldn't fight it off.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. What have I seen this week? Real quick on Love and Hip Hop, Lyrica stole fucking Shekinah at dinner. She couldn't take it no more, yeah.
Hold on, she stole on her?
She walked right up on her and punched her in the side of the head. Like, I've seen like three people throw punches in the past week. Walking up on somebody and don't get them flushed, young. I'm like, you know what? You deserve like 50 lashes when that shit happened, dog. You supposed to like tee off on somebody and knock them the fuck out. But, you know, again, they're women too, so she might not be the best fighter. But Shekinah said something about her mother, young. So she remembered that shit, and the next time she saw her, she waited till she had her motherfucking back turned, young, and punched her ass and got sent home.
Wow.
Said good for her. Like, yeah, only person can talk about her mama is A1's mother.
Yeah. So, like, right.
So just thought I'd fill you in on that. Saw
what was Shekinah's reaction, man?
She just went off talking about I ain't come here for that, and like, you know, I guess it was a vulnerable moment for her and shit, and she was like, she getting tired of being called a worker and a shitty hairdresser.
See? Yeah.
So apparently that shit does get to her and affect her, because like anytime, especially when somebody, you know, brings up T.I. and Tiny or whatever, they was like, oh yeah, that was Tiny's, you know, hairdresser, charity case, shitty ass friend or whatever, and I guess, you know, that's probably what they fucking call her around Atlanta or whatever, and she had enough of that shit. So that was her vent after she got stolen. Too bad, you know. Anyway, I finally got around to watching Glass Onion on Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah, man, I liked it. You know, good mystery. My man DC Dave. Happy birthday, my man DC Dave, Dave Bautista. It's today's birthday. He was good in that, man. Daniel Craig, you know, still a good Foghorn Leghorn in this joint. And just like, you know, a whole bunch of good performances, man. Janelle Monáe was really good. I guess when you figure out like the dynamic of her character, whatever, like it kind of enhances her performance. And man, it kind of kept me wondering in some aspects. Like, I kind of knew some things that went down, and you know, Daniel Craig's character kind of like puts the foil on Edward Norton's character, his plan to begin with, and then we have a whole another mystery storyline going on there, man. So wasn't as good as the first one, but still really enjoyable, and especially on Netflix, you know, it's free. So yeah, man, check it out, man. Definitely enjoyed it. It was just long as fuck though, but still good nonetheless. And I think that's all I watched Your Iron 2, second episode. And I'll probably wait till Boggy's back next week to talk about that. I'm trying to get through these things. So that's about it for TV, man. I haven't watched a whole lot. Haven't got around to BMF this week, but I did enjoy the first two episodes that I saw last week. So I'll probably watch that either when we get off or probably tomorrow. And that's about it for TV, man. You got any sizzling for us?
I don't. I know last week, you know, a lot of people, I mean, they're still talking about what, you know, Ron DeSantis is doing down in Florida.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think that kind of goes with what I was saying.
Yeah. Speaking of last week, my Classy Award goes to everybody who made those MLK Day party flyers and brunch flyers last week, man. See, niggas really retooled after fucking 2 years being inside, dog. Hit new lows, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think the worst one was the joint that said Twerk for Freedom, and it had MLK throwing up the W.
Mm-hmm.
With like a long-ass, like, 05 Usher chain on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's probably the worst of the worst.
Yeah. Rosa Parks doing hookah.
Yeah.
Sitting at that table with Harriet Tubman, you know?
Mm-hmm. Why are they always pulling Harriet in, you know? See, she probably would have left some of y'all niggas on behind had she known, you know?
Yeah.
Classy. I got a good sit wand. Hold on, let me turn my light on right so I can read this shit. So, did you see Rick Ross comment on why he doesn't drive a Tesla?
No.
I've always had it in the back of my mind the government could tap into the brain of the car. Okay, where's Rick? Now bring him in for questioning. So he's concerned that the Tesla would just bring him in without warning. To the fuzz. Hey, dog.
And that is some of the most niggified shit I've ever heard. Nigga don't walk by a car. Cause he take the fizz. He's gonna take the car over and drive his ass to the police.
If there's any justice in the comedy world, young, like, Keenan will be on this on Saturday, young.
That's why they need diversity on these shows to have, because I'm sure there's a lot of people that were guessing them who ain't, I ain't heard that shit, but man, if that ain't somebody.
Dog. Keenan inside, inside that car with that same set, when Martin and them was inside the jalopy, young.
Hey, yeah, go ahead, yeah. You talking about on Thugs?
Yeah. Yeah. So, Keenan arguing with that car. Accusations! Yeah.
Oh, I need that, man. Yeah,
I need that.
Oh,
need
man. That. Man, that is good.
Yeah.
That Thugs skit, by the way, with Martin and Phil Hartman. Man, comedy don't get much better than that, you know.
Well, speaking of Thug, that's our next sit one, young. This nigga tried to get some drugs in a motherfucking courtroom, young.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how they thought they was going to get away with that. Everybody in the court is looking at you.
Right, young.
And you think your man is going to hand you a perk and it's going to be all good. Like, nobody saw you reach over your shoulder and put your hand out. Come on, young. You not that slick.
Right.
Nobody is. Nobody's that slick.
Shout to them cops in the courtroom there, though, young. I wish the niggas was doing a beat on my neighborhood, young.
Because they was on it.
Dog, they converge like the motherfucking Mod Squad, young. Yeah. Like, no.
Yeah.
We not doing that.
Yeah, we know a drug handoff when we see one. I mean, damn.
Yeah.
Y'all just really tried that, huh?
Yeah. They probably had that earpiece, young. They was probably getting instructed by Fanny Dog, young.
Mm-hmm.
Nuh-uh, get him!
Yeah. That's out of my fucking employees, my fucking conversion on Uncle Leo, you know, stealing a book, you know.
Yeah, Doug got Leo'd, you know. Doug got Leo'd, you know.
He said, what am I doing? I'm an old man. He start calling the blues.
Come on, Fanny. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Uncle Leo. It's Jeffrey. Heavens. Oh, man.
Yeah. That was a sign for a record. Everybody out there who didn't get it, by the way. So.
Yeah. Just take a shot. All right. So, I'm not going to put this on everybody said this, Young, but the few comments I saw, Young, of each of these, you heard about Shakari getting kicked off that plane, right?
Dog, I missed a lot of shit this week.
Yeah, like, I just glanced over, so that's why I'm not going to go, like, nuclear with it, whatever, man. But, you know, she got kicked off a plane, causes some kind of, like, you know, disturbance or whatever. And I'm like, you know, they like, how can they do this? There's a whole bunch of outrage over that. Over the past 2 weeks, Young, I saw Odell get kicked off a plane. And
I saw that, yeah.
And Talib got kicked off a plane, like, last Friday or whatever.
See, I didn't know that. All right.
Like, Talib,
what the fuck he do?
Dog, he had a fucking bag with his hats in there. I guess he's a hat guy or whatever. And, like, they were arguing with him
now,
about
wait,
the hat.
Now,
like,
I'm trying to think, have I ever seen him without a hat on? wait a minute. I don't think I ever seen that bag. Okay, makes sense. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So, like, he had carried the hat bag as his carry-on was putting it under the chair. And they were like, nah, it's too large. Like, no, it's just some fucking hats. Like, everybody's the carry-on. Like, so, the damn pilot said that, the pilot and then one of the flight attendants, something like that, said that they didn't feel safe with him on the flight. So then, the police came. And he was calm the whole time. Because somebody was recording the whole thing. He was calm the whole time or whatever. And he was like, you know, I didn't appreciate the way the captain was talking to me, or condescending or whatever. Like, I pay good money for this. I'm in, like, your diamond club, whatever. And, you know, like, why do I have to leave when I just, like, answer these questions and put my hats and right back under the seat or whatever? And they were like, well, you know, it's just what he said. And, you know, he's the captain, so we got to, like, you know, ask you to, like, you know, leave the flight or whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, everything completely rational. Yeah, the few comments I saw, niggas was still partying, you know, so I'm like, okay, we partying on the niggas when they get kicked off the plane, and then we want to have rallies when Shakari gets kicked off. At some point, we gotta make this make sense, y'all. And again, I don't know if this was, like, the overwhelming sentiment, so I'm not gonna say what everybody was saying, but the few comments I saw before I got too invested and started getting mad enough to fucking respond, I said, okay, let me stop looking at this shit, because it's going the wrong way, y'all. Don't you know when you, like, see, like, niggas being mistreated, like, all right, I just want to see if anybody feels the way I feel, and they don't, you'd be like, man, this is the moment where I either jump in this shit or I get the fuck out of town. I got the fuck out of town, y'all. Because I didn't want to be disappointed anymore, so. I don't know. Maybe y'all can give me some more perspective on that, so. I don't have any. Well, I guess that was the outrage or whatever, unless you have any more.
Nah, I don't have any.
All right, entertainment. Said it before, and now even more so than before. This Krishan Rock and Blueface relationship, man, it's going to end really bad. And now it's going to be a fucking kid involved, you know, which is real sad. Like, they just not good for each other, man. I mean, I know they're shooting a fucking TV show, man, but it's, like, so much toxicity to go around here. Like, He triggers her because he knows how to push her buttons and say things that might just seem, you know, a little disrespectful, but not like, you know, nothing worth fighting over and shit, man. But over and over again, this shit keeps on fucking, you know, repeating itself, whatever, man. Like, it really fucks with her, man. And by the same token, young, like, her always getting drunk and acting belligerent and fucking public, young, it embarrasses and fucking triggers him. So they just like a real toxic, bad fucking relationship that we see play out over and over again. Like, I refuse to watch that fucking show. I mean, I don't even know how to get fucking Zeus Network in the first place, so.
Yeah.
That helps. But yeah, man, like, I think everybody knows this is like the car crash and they can't turn their heads from it and shit, man. But, like, this is the car crash I don't need to see.
I agree.
Hey, man, it's, again, it's real sad. Like, you know, she just got kicked off of some talk show they went on or whatever, man. And, like, she was just drunk. And I'm like, I kind of feel bad for her. But then, like, you know, find out the whole time she's carrying or whatever. I'm hoping she found out she was carrying, like, afterwards. Because that would be real bad. And I would expect people be talking about that. But, yeah, man, it was just a bad look, you know. And, yeah, man, I expect nothing but more violence to come from this relationship, man. Hopefully they'll take a time off for the fucking kid, man.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, this is a bad situation all the way around, man. Oh, yeah. And Young Miami likes golden showers, apparently.
Yeah, my son, yeah. That's... Yeah.
Yeah. Hot Girl Summer is down 3-1, and they don't have LeBron on the roster, so y'all do with that.
Yeah.
What you like.
And I saw P. Diddy trending.
Yeah.
Find out why.
Yeah. That was kind of, that was a little too easy.
Yeah.
But yeah, man.
I just didn't know people were that open about admitting stuff like that.
Dude.
Like, I'm like, you do know that, you know, you get an interview by Trina, right? Like, this is being taped, and people will watch this.
People are a little too forthcoming with their shit, you know?
Yeah, no pun intended. Because that's next. But, yeah. But, yeah, just, you know, doesn't mean you like it peed on. I mean, even for Trina, was like, damn. Like,
yeah.
And all the shit she done said, like I wouldn't go that far. I'm like, all right, well.
Wink, wink, wink. At least if she did, young, she's not telling everybody.
Yeah, right.
Really ain't no coming back from that. Like, I guess city girls don't get into beef, young, but if they ever got into a war of words with somebody, young, like, dog. You be getting peed on.
Yeah, you be getting peed on. Man.
That's pretty damaging, you know?
Yeah.
Or is it? I don't know, young.
I don't. And I'm just gonna say it. I'm a freak. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's just one thing. I just, you know, if you ever ask me to pee, like, I think that might we might just have to just cut it off right there. Because, like, hey, I'm not going to be able to see you in a certain way after I peed on you, you know? Like, damn, I peed on you, huh?
Well, just asking me that, I'm, like, first place my mind's going is, who the fuck else been peeing on you?
Right, yeah. Like, I'm not the first pisser. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You've been a urinal to someone before me, so.
Right.
You got to,
Then you start thinking, like, damn, I done did all kind of, I done, it, ugh. You got pee residue. Like, I don't care how many showers you take. You got pee. Come on, you know.
Yeah. Knowing that most of them was golden. Yeah.
Right. You know, niggas don't drink water. So, ugh.
Yeah. I'd have kissed you in the mouth.
Right. Ugh.
Yeah. Whenever you go to steakhouses, you'd be getting the asparagus.
And knowing she getting aroused, she getting aroused by, oh, you are, ooh, you want asparagus, huh? Yeah.
just all kinds of.
No, I like wrong, it. Man. Yeah.
That's why she always eating pineapple. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man. All right. Let's get some shots and get about here, Kenny. So we'll read the emails next week, y'all. Like, Kenny is like dead ass tired, man.
Dead ass. I gotta get
dead ass.
I gotta get up early. I got it's a long day tomorrow, man. Long day.
Yeah, so please forgive us. Give y'all album some change. So let's get some shots and get about you, KB.
Yeah, man, as always, thanks to everybody who listened to the show. Much appreciated. As always, you can follow us on Twitter at KBADS, that's KBADDS, and at Hot Fire Starter. Any questions, comments, send them to hotfirestarter@gmail.com. And as always, like to donate to the podcast, you can do so at patreon.com/hotfirestarter. And see y'all next week.
Okay. Appreciate you guys out there listening, supporting us. Hot you guys next week. Hot you too, Bob. It's FS Podcast, and we out.